Codbuster, this is Calamity Rain. I don't know what the hell you're thinking in your Kenworth. Even though I'm 10,000 pounds overweight, I'm still gonna kick your ass.
I was 20 years old looking for a job. I took the fast lane west out of Omaha with a three-legged bootleg hound on the shotgun side. I heard there was work on the southern border and the weather sounds nice down in old Sonora. So one day I loaded up and took a little ride. I stopped a few times along the way just to see if I could rent a decent place to stay. Then all that I could find was trouble every place I'd go. Too much beer and too much whiskey, and hanging around was looking mighty risky, so I thought that it was best to keep my ties rolling down the road. It was getting pretty late, maybe early in the morning, when I started picking up a funny kind of warning on my dashboard, crossband, two-way, ham radio. I figured there were trouble with the new transceiver, given I was just a young and amateur operator, but I tuned in as best I could what was being told. Said anybody out on Interstate 80, if you're anywhere west of the town of Brady, you best listen close to what I see. Cause there's two big rigs and they're racing across Nebraska, hauling pipe tobacco out of South Cackalacka. And if you've got any sense, get out of the wind. Cause he's holding close and he keeps on fighting, and I got a full 2 weeks pay ride and no intentions of slowing down. But if you just put it steady on the center line, we come by on either side, it'll be all too easy to cruise right around. That sounded like the kind of thing I'd hate to interrupt. Besides, you can't make that kind of shit up, so I'd put my rig right over on the double line. You know that I could hardly believe it myself when I heard the engine moving like a bat out of hell, and I saw those double headlights coming from behind. Well, there was one on the left shoulder, one on the right, with the hammer down and holding on tight, and you could feel them shaking as they're rolling by. And then they were gone just as fast as they came, and if you got any sense, you get out of the way, cause won't nothing come between those boys and that state line. But I never saw another soul for the rest of that night. And that kind of scheme struck me kind of desperado, but if they burned out, it was somewhere in Colorado. So 10-4, good buddies, and I'll see you on the other side.